Good evening, everyone, and welcome to a special Friday night edition of Up Early Before Everyone Else with Monica Lynn. I am your gracious host, Monica Lynn, and as always, I am always up before everyone else. It is 8 o'clock straight up on the East Coast. I don't know what time you're going to hear this, but right now it's 8 o'clock p.m. on a Friday night, and it is beautiful out. Side still, let me tell y'all, I'm in the house. I just got finished eating dinner. I had a turkey burger, a tomato burger. It's tomato, mayonnaise, and a turkey burger. And I had I went to the Dollar Tree this past week, and I bought like a stir fry. I had like edamame, bell peppers. Carrots and broccoli. You know I love broccoli, y'all. You know how I get down with broccoli. And I put my turkey burgers on the platter too. It's like a one pan meal. So I lined the sheet with foil. Then I sprayed it with some avocado oil. I sprayed everything with avocado oil, and then I occasionally flipped and turned the veggies and burgers and stuff. And I also had an avocado mash, salad, and broccoli and cheddar soup. I didn't get to eat everything, y'all. It was so good. Everything was so delicious. And I got me a mango zero sugar Pepsi. It is thebomb.com, y'all. Let me tell you. And they sell them now in stores. Remember, I used to tell you guys that I only could get them from GoPuff. And GoPuff, G-O-P-U-F-F, is my favorite app on the It's like a convenience store. Like right now, if I want to like some cookies and ice cream, but y'all know I can't have cookies and ice cream. So it's like if I want cookies, ice cream, or DiGiorno pizza, some pork rinds, some Cheetos, some detergent, I can go to my GoPuff app and I can, you know, get whatever I want. And it'll be at my house in like a half hour, 45 minutes. And you tip them just like Uber. It is the best. And they just sent me a what you call that thing? An email. And the email is for 25% off your order of $20. But it's kind of hard to spend $20 on GoPuff because, like, last week it took me a while to get $20 because, you know, I don't get the big bags of chips anymore. I get the smaller bags. So I got two mango Pepsis, sugar-free. I got a bag of pretzels that I'm still eating on from, you know, and what else I got? I got this last week. And the pretzels been here since last week. Last Friday. I think it was like Friday night. And the pretzels are still here. I got other kinds of snacks, and they're reasonable priced. And it took me forever to get to $12. So you also accumulate points. And I also got some sugar-free gum that they gave to me. And they gave me a sugar-free iced tea. That was the bomb. I think I told you guys that. That was nice. So now, until next week, they're going to have 25% off. And trust me when I tell you, I'm not going to be able to go anywhere next week because I have to get my IUD removed. And let me tell you, I am not happy. I'm not happy at all. So basically, for those of you just tuning in, my brand new viewers and listeners, I want to thank you for tuning in. My name is Monica Lynn. I'm an author, blogger, and up until October of 2020 last year, I started Up Early Before Everyone Else with Monica Lynn, and I am very transparent. Okay, how about we put that on mute? Okay. Every time I get an email, my computer is so disrespectful. It'll beep really, really loud, so I just put everything on mute. I'm very open, very transparent. I tell you guys what I want you to know. I engage my life with you guys because, like, it could actually help someone. And I'm not a doctor. I'm a cosmetologist, and I'm an author. I'm not a doctor. So you can't go by my experience. You would have to go to the doctor. But I'm here also to encourage and uplift you guys to go on ahead and see your doctor and get your regular checkups. I have to. I'm diabetic. I cannot stand. If I get sick, I can't stay in bed for a day. If I'm sick for more than a day or half a day, I'm going to the emergency room. I'm telling y'all, like, I can't do it. I can't do it. So I'm very open. I'm very honest. I'm very transparent, like I said. And I love sharing with you guys. I don't overshare, but I love to share with you guys. I go Wednesday. I went and had an ultrasound done last week. And, yeah, and the results came back. And hopefully everything will be taken care of on Wednesday, because like today I was miserable. I've been miserable since I had this thing put in. I only get one good week out of the month. Where I don't have like no cramping, no breakthrough bleeding or anything like that. And like I said, basically like what I do on my show is that I talk about things that I think that you guys might be interested in or what piques my interest. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to talk about the things that maybe your mother was too shy to talk about, which we're in the 21st century. Like, who's too shy to talk about this kind of stuff? But believe it or not, there are people that don't talk about this stuff. And I feel as though that, you know, I was sent here to talk about this stuff, you know. I also talk about relationships, my relationship woes. I talk about politics. The politicians are getting on my damn nerves. Democrats and Republicans, I'm sorry. The thing is, what interested me the most when I first started on this was politics. Like, I used to get up faithfully Monday through Friday, and that stopped. That stopped. Like, during the election season, oh my God, it piqued my interest. I would come on Monday through Saturday because there was always something going on when Donald Trump was in office, and all of a sudden, politics got boring again. So basically, you can say that's why I started my blog. My podcast. I have a blog as well. I haven't been on it in a while. It's dreamtheglamgoddess.com. I did start it like about 2 years ago. And after I broke up with one of my boyfriends, I started writing articles about how I felt. So I had two websites, right? And I said, you know what? I can't do this. I did not want to be reminded constantly of the relationship woes that I had with him. So I deleted one website and just kept another. And basically, that one is basically about Love's Holiday and how I'm doing and checking in. And you know what I mean? It's not long, you know, but it's enough to keep, I think, some people interested. I get clicks and likes and views and stuff, but you know, I just try to write about the things that I think people are interested in, that I want you guys to know about, or you want to know about. Or like I said, like if you're too shy to talk to your doctor about some things, I'm here to encourage you. Talk to your doctor about anything. There's one person you cannot lie to, is your doctor and your hairdresser. Your doctor and your hairdresser. Okay, y'all, we are 8 minutes in. So yeah, Wednesday, I go and see if she's going to actually take this thing out, because I feel like everything is fine down there. Everything is normal. Like, but the thing is this, and a lot of women, believe it or not, have these problems. Like one girl, I remember I was on YouTube and I don't know why this popped up in my feed. She took hers out, her and her boyfriend took it out. I would have died. When I was getting a biopsy done back in November, my doctor accidentally snatched mine out. She was trying to avoid the strings, but trying to take everything out, you know, like cutting me, she actually yanked it out by mistake. And oh God, that one I didn't have a problem with. You know what I mean? Like, the first time I got it back in August of 2019, I did bleed a lot. But I had a regular period up until like January. And it stopped. It stopped. And that was like my ultimate, that was like my ultimate thing. Like, I did not want a period. But I also want a baby. So, Martha, you gotta make up your mind. Do you want a baby? Do you want a period? What's it gonna be? I'm about to be nosy, y'all. I'm gonna see what's going on out there. I know that's kind of crazy, but I'm gonna turn off this light real quick and see what's going on outside. It's like I always hear stuff, but then by the time I come to the door, window, they're gone. Not saying I believe in the supernatural, but not saying that I believe in a supernatural, but sometimes I just hear some rumbling and I get up. But anyway, so I was having problems with it, I say about August. And I had to go get a ultrasound done. No, I didn't get an ultrasound done. No, I got a yearly. Because I have to get them yearly because of, like, I had precancerous cells. Like, I had polyps. I have no polyps, no endometrial polyps. They're gone. But, I'm high risk. So, for cancer. So, I have to be watched. I have to go yearly. But like my doctor told me, she said, you get your yearly and we just keep up on it. When you're in your 50s and 60s, you won't have to worry about developing it because it'll come down the line. So when I went and got my yearly, I started having pain. And then I went to the doctor and she said she suspects it was abnormal. So she went in, she got me good. We got a biopsy done. And that's when it came out. And we didn't get it put back in until January of this year. And it has been sucking since. It has been sucking my life dry. It's like a damn succubus. Like, who calls their IUD a succubus? I was like, oh my God. So, right now, I got, when I went and got my ultrasound done, y'all, they said that a piece of it, a portion of it, is in my endocervical canal. So now I've heard of women expelling their IUD, expelling, and I also hear about them going up. I never heard about them trying to come out. So mine is trying to come out, and I was telling the girl, the tech, at the, when I went and got my ultrasound done. Shout out to Johns Hopkins Imaging, because that's where I go for all my imaging work. I told her that it felt like I had to push. So my cousin, who braid is made out of tumbleweed, we were sitting at the table last night talking, and I was telling her what was going on. And she was like, "Oh, I really want you to get this taken out because one of her friends that she grew up with actually had complications with the IUD, and I think she had to have her toes removed or something. It was that bad. And now I know as I'm sitting here, I do have cramps, mild bleeding, and my legs hurt. Like I was in someone, we went out today to run errands because we're going to Philly this weekend. And it would hurt so bad. I'm like, oh my God, this hurts so bad. So my thing is now is like when I get done with you guys, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put my ass in a bed and I'm going to rest because I think they leave like tomorrow at 10 or something. Like I'm very excited about going, but I hopefully that everything is like fine because I was telling people it feels like I have to push and I have really sharp cramps and it feels like I have to push. Now I don't have kids. I'm an angel mommy. So my babies were miscarried, and I had to push them out because I remember going into, I guess I was in, like, I guess you call it labor. It's labor. I had to push them out. So I had to push them out. One of them fell out, not to be so graphic. And I'll put trigger warnings at the beginning, you know, just in case, you know, I should have said trigger warning. It fell out. And I'm going to tell you something, guys, like, this is like the most I've ever talked about this. I even have a show about it. And I remember I was bawling my eyes out. You know, I was crying. And, you know, but this how then that's how it feels now. It feels like I have to push. And I'm like, oh, my God. You know, I'm not pushing. My cousin's like, well, push. Take it out. Push. I'm like, both of y'all have brains made out of tumbleweed. There is no way in hell. I don't even go up there. I know it's mine, but I'm not going up there. I'm not going up there. You're crazy. I'm not going up there. No way, no way, no how. So, like, I want to thank you all for tuning in. I also want to say that, like I said, I talk about my life experiences. I talk about my health all the time because I'm hoping that it will help someone to get the courage to stop eating those cheesesteaks. I can't talk, y'all, because my sugar was 264 today. And I'm like, well, what the hell? Now, I understand you have your cheat days. You have your cheat meals, right? I remember one time I had a cheat week. But it wasn't like I didn't go overboard with anything. Like, I am craving carbs so bad. But today I had, for breakfast, I had a piece of chicken. But I didn't get up until like 10 and I got dressed or whatever. And then we went out and then I came back home and we got Burger King. I had a Whopper and fries. I had Whopper, fries, cashews. I had, what are these things called? And I love them. They're called the Russell Stover's Sugar Free Pecan Delights. And I mean, I look for my boyfriend. My boyfriend used to buy me turtles all the time. And that's the whole bag of these. I'm eating the whole bag. And when I took my glucose, I was like, why the hell is this so damn high? Okay, let me tell you why it was high, y'all. I ate a Whopper, a whole Whopper and fries, right, earlier. Took a nap. Now, I should have known, I should have been extra careful because I had the Whopper and the fries, right, the onion rings. So, I'm like, okay, forget that. I came home, ate that. I also had cashews. I also had pork rinds. Okay, but pork rinds, they're not as fat, you know what I mean? They have no carbs, but they have a lot of fat and a lot of sodium. So you got to be careful about that. But I also had a bag of potato chips. I had a little bag of potato chips, candy, and crimpets. I had a crimpet. I had a whole crimpet. I used to take one crimpet and break it down into three parts. Yeah, so no crimpet. No more candy. But it's sugar-free. But you eat a whole bag, it'll add up. You know, they're like, the Russell Stover bag, the whole bag is one sugar. Total carbs, 44. Wow. See, I'm just learning this, y'all. Like, I've been a diabetic since I was 22. I'm 42, so I've been diabetic for like 21 years because I'll be 43 this year. And I always look on the back of things. And when it says zero sugar or one sugar, I pick it up. I'm like, okay, that's for me. But disregard the damn carbohydrates. Yeah, that's 44 grams. That's why my sugar's so high. 264. I'm going to check in 2 hours because I took my medicine. So I'm going to check in 2 hours. But if it hasn't gone down, I'm just going to have to drink some water. Yeah, y'all gotta watch out for that. The carbs will get you. If you buy a new diabetic and you're looking for like sugar, don't forget to look out for the carbs. I'll tell you what. All right, y'all, we are 20 minutes in it. It's 8:20 p.m. on the East Coast. That a.m., y'all, p.m. This is a special evening edition of Up Early Before Everyone Else with Monica Lynn. And I want to apologize for my language and content on Tuesday's show. I didn't realize how bad that person pissed me off. But how y'all doing? If you catch Tuesday's show, it's the Tuesday show. And like today is a Friday show. But this is going to be the Friday evening show. Let me write that down. Yeah, it's going to be the Friday evening show. So I have a lot to do before I leave for Philly. And I'm not going to keep y'all that long. But before I go on with my topic for the day, I wanted to look up Confederate Memorial Day. Because I spoke on it. I spoke on it Tuesday, on the Tuesday show. Okay. So, Maryland has a Confederate Memorial Day. Maryland is a racist-ass state, y'all, believe it or not. Because, you know, Annapolis is where they were doing the slave auction. Well, they did them all over the place, but Annapolis is, like, where they were. Let's see what states celebrate Confederate Day. Why am I not surprised? Alabama, Mississippi, and South Carolina are the only states to still recognize Confederate Memorial Day as a national holiday. Supposed to be, it's like a handful. It's like the southern states. And what is it about? You say, you ask. A Confederate Memorial Day is a statutory holiday in Alabama on the fourth Monday in April, in Mississippi on the final Monday in April, and in South Carolina on May 10th. In Texas, it's called Confederate Heroes Day and observed on January 19th. So I guess it's General Lee's birthday. That's only Lee I know. I know Lee, but totally different race. So let's say our banks closed for Confederate Memorial Day. Unlike the Confederate Memorial Day is a U.S. federal holiday, which means banks are likely to be closed. Although not all banks choose to close on federal holidays. All the banks I know are closed. So they're really not saying what Confederate Memorial Day is about. So is it just like Memorial Day? Or just the Confederates celebrating Memorial Day? I don't get it. Let's see. Okay. So according to the State Department of Administration, Confederate Memorial Day is a recognized holiday throughout South Carolina. It is observed on May 10th. The state selected May 10th in honor of Confederate General Thomas Stonewall Jackson, who died on that date in 1863, the Associated Press reports. And it says Maryland celebrates it on June 5th. So I don't know. I don't know, y'all. I don't want to disrespect nobody's holiday, but I don't know. Anyway, y'all, one more thing before we get into the topic for this evening. I'm just going to tell y'all now, this is not going to be safe for work. Not safe, period. So put the kids to bed or something, because I'm about to let loose. But I have spoken on this person, Funky Dineva, before, and I am a part of the Funky Bunch. I love Funky Dineva. And Dineva, when I was recording the Tuesday show, I saw that Dineva had a topic about unemployment. And as you guys know, like I said before, I was deeply into politics, you know, and like once all this stuff started going on, the insurrection and so Republicans acting a fool, the Democrats act like they scared. You know, I just decided that I didn't want to talk about it. So every once in a while, you know, whenever I'm on, whenever you catch me, I have so many shows, you guys. So you can always go back in the archives and, like, you know, get caught up or whatever. Or just, you know, if you want something to listen to, you know, whatever the case may be. But I was also talking about the states who are kicking people off unemployment. And I didn't understand. I don't know if it's the federally enhanced unemployment or if it's like an unemployment period. 'Cause like, can they actually do that? So as I was sitting here today, I had lunch. It came across the phone that the Biden administration is going to step in. The Labor Department is going to step in and help those people who are about to lose their benefits. And some people are about to lose the benefits in like weeks, not months, because we in Maryland are until September. And there are people that haven't even gotten unemployment yet. Like one of my friends' unemployment is on hold. My cousin's is on hold. So it's like a lot of people have not received their unemployment yet from last year. You know, our unemployment system was like overwhelmed, you know. But what was I about to say? I forgot what I was about to say about unemployment. So the states are about to get kicked off because the people in this, you know, certain states about to get kicked off because they said the people were lazy. They didn't want to go to work anymore because they felt like they're staying at home making more money, you know, at home as opposed to going out there and going to work. So let me break it down like this. And I'm so glad that a lot of people don't feel that way. A lot of people have jobs are gone and they're not coming back. Like the company that I used to work for, it's gone and it's never coming back. So even like if we did have COVID, I would have lost my job anyway. You know, but COVID was an excuse for them to file for bankruptcy and to, you know, somebody come in and bail them out. So they had investors come in and bail them out, but it's no longer the company that I used to work for. So a lot of people, jobs are gone. And a lot of people aren't going back to work. A lot of people don't realize, you know, they're stress-free. You know, they want to stay home with their kids, but the kids are out of school, you know. And a lot of people are scared of COVID because my mother just sent me a text message, right? And she said that Bill Maher has tested positive for COVID, but he already has the vaccine. Now, y'all already know that they're telling us we don't have to wear our mask indoors. I'm not fully vaccinated yet. I'm not fully vaccinated. I don't go back. Where's the calendar? I don't go back until the 27th. So I still have like 2 weeks. I've been vaccinated for a week. So you're not fully vaccinated until 2 weeks after your vaccination, your second dosage. So I won't be fully vaccinated until I go on vacation. I'm still wearing my mask. So my mother said that her and Jeff were talking, and Jeff told her that Bill Maher tested. Let's see how true this is. Let me look this up. I don't want to put out on fake stuff, but I don't think so because you know my mama, they kind of got their ear to the streets. But they said that he has COVID. Come on. Okay, they say that he has COVID. Let me see. Oh, here we go. All right, let's see. CNN. Let's go to CNN because this was 5 hours ago. It says that Bill Maher sounds more concerned with missing his show than testing positive for COVID-19. The HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher tweeted his thanks to supporters on Thursday. A spokesperson for HBO, which is owned by CNN's parent company Warner Media, confirmed that the news to CNN. Let's see. Thanks to all wishing me get well. Hard to do since I feel perfectly fine, but I appreciate it. Most upset about ending my streak going back to 1993 of never missing a politically incorrect or real-time episode. Oh well, even Kyle Ripken had to sit one out at some point. Thanks. Okay, the official account for Bill Maher's show tweeted Thursday evening. The Friday, May 14th taping of Real Time with Bill Maher has been canceled. Bill tested positive during weekly staff PCR testing for COVID. He is fully vaccinated and as a result is asymptomatic and feels fine. Real Time production has taken every precaution following COVID CDC guidelines. No other staff or crew members have tested positive at this time. The show will be rescheduled at a later date. Bill tested positive during the week. He is fully vaccinated. He is fully vaccinated. He is fully vaccinated. So how do y'all feel about them telling us that we do not have to wear a mask inside, indoors? Okay, Maryland is different because Governor Hogan lifted the restrictions as of tomorrow, Saturday, the 15th. Yeah, Saturday the 15th. He lifted his restrictions. So if you're fully vaccinated, you can go into a business. You don't have to wear your mask at all because you're covered. Now, hearing Bill Maher got tested, they said something about if you were to get it, you'll be asymptomatic and you're not going to be as sick. So, bitch, I am keeping my motherfucking mask on ho, okay, bitch? Now, granted, if I'm going out to eat dinner, which everybody is at 100%, but I don't really think that everybody's ready for that yet. It's just like they go, okay, put your mask on. Don't put your mask on. Take your mask off and go out. Go out now. And I think a lot of people are going to be very cautious now because a lot of people that I read online are being very cautious because they don't understand. First, you're going to tell us to wear the mask. You're going to tell us don't wear the mask. And if you don't wear it, you're fully vaccinated. You're fine. But you're going to get symptoms. You're going to be asymptomatic. Everybody keeps saying there's going to be a rise in cases by the end of the summer. Because you know those people who are anti-vaxxers, anti-maskers, are going to be out in full fucking blast, y'all. And they're going to lie and say they're vaccinated. They're going to lie. How are we going to know? How are we going to know? So Governor Hogan said that it's up to, Maryland has lifted the, Maryland has lifted the, what's that face, mandate, but they're not lifting the state of emergency until we're at 70%, meaning that when we are at 67% of the adults in Maryland have got the first vaccine. So I really think that they should have waited until they got the second shot in order for them to determine what's going to happen. Because a lot of people probably just get the first one and don't even get, I don't know. I can't say that because my brother is one of them. I would like to, he said he's going next week, but you're supposed to go as soon as possible. Because I know when I got my shot done, they, I had to do my second shot. When I got my first one, I had to do the second one. So, yeah, but I feel bad for those people in those states where the government is like, fuck y'all. I really do. I really feel bad for you guys. I am so sorry that you guys have to go through that. That they gave us two stimulus. And they fought like hell to give it to us. They fought tooth and fucking nail. It's just like, we are 1 year. Like, now they're not going to give us any fucking thing because now they want everybody to go back to work. But they want everybody to go to work at McDonald's and Walmart. And who wants to work there? No offense to anybody working at McDonald's. But how you figure somebody like me, if somebody like me wanted to go back to work and I was no one here, right? And I'm not making the same amount of money I did when I worked. Last year, I was living high off the hog, of course. I published my book last year, of course. But I'm not getting that money now. I bring about the same amount home. But I'd rather sit on my ass until it finishes, until it runs dry. Shit, fuck you gonna do? Let me not say that so loud, because they probably cut the shit. But he didn't mention anything about cutting it. You know, we are a blue state with a red governor. So, and he took good care of us during the pandemic. And I heard this woman one time call him an ass. I was like, bitch, you are so late. But anyway, y'all, I feel really bad for those people in those states. And like Dineva said, like, take it until it runs dry. You know, if you pay people living wages, because a lot of people are out of debt. Like, a lot of people said that this money helped them pay down bills, pay down credit card bills. Like me, for instance, my credit score not shot up. You know, I had 2 credit cards when the pandemic, you know, and I was like, oh my God, like, oh my God. It helped people. The unemployment helped people, really did. So Maryland is lifting the state of emergency once we get to 70%. And then they sent an email out to unemployment saying that the workforce is now back in session. Like, you have to go look for work now. I don't know where they want somebody to go look for that. So it's just like everybody just going to get kicked off unemployment in September. So everybody going to go out there and get jobs again. You know what? While we all out there getting jobs, you know, let's just all look for our unicorn and the end of the rainbow and that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. It's going to be hell. And then once the moratorium ends, and it's going to be hell, y'all. It is. So I'm going to keep praying for us because this is ridiculous, y'all. It's ridiculous. We don't quite understand what's going on. But we'll get there together. We will, but I encourage you all to get vaccinated. If you don't want to get vaccinated, fuck it. Don't get vaccinated. Fuck it. All right. Friends is the title of my topic today. Who do you, Monday is tax day. Sorry, I'm writing something. Okay, Preakness is this weekend, so I will be covering the Preakness on Monday. Nicki Minaj had Beam Me Up, Scotty. She dropped the mixtape last night. Well, this morning. And it's on all streaming platforms. And her and Drake was online or live on Instagram Live. And they buried the hatchet. It was nice. I didn't see the whole live. I just saw bits and pieces of it off of different social media websites or whatever. But yeah, Beam Me Up, Scotty is out. Go stream. Stream. Download it, y'all. So I'm going to let you know how it did over the weekend. And she has like 3 new songs on it. And she looks great. After having a baby, after having a big papa or Papa Bear, she looks great. And Papa Bear is the cutest. She thinks she showed the baby last night. From what the pictures, he's a cutie. He's a cutie. Okay. I then wrote out everything that I'm going to talk about on Monday. Okay. So this is episode 32, season 2. All right, let me write the date in for here so I'll know. Shout out to the May babies. I got a lot of family that are May babies. I got an aunt, 2 aunts' birthday next week, and my grandmother's birthday would have been May 28th. That's in 2 weeks on a Saturday, on Friday. I think it's on Friday. Is it my Friday? Because I have the Friday. It's always falls on the weekend, Memorial Day weekend. Sometimes Memorial Day is on her birthday. And that's why Memorial Day is my favorite holiday, because we used to always have my grandmother's parties on Memorial Day. So yeah, I get my shot on the 27th. Her birthday is the Friday, the 28th. So that's going to be awesome. And Memorial Day, I'm not going to be on. So I will probably be on Monday, Tuesday, probably Wednesday. Oh, no. Okay, wait a minute. No, wait a minute. I want to be on, let's see. I'm going to be on, I'm not next, next week, I'll be on the 17th. And depending on how I feel, I'll be on Monday and Tuesday. Depending on how I feel, I might be on Thursday or Friday to let you guys know what's happened, like what should let you guys know what's going on. But the week of Memorial Day, I think I'm going to be off that whole week because I have so much stuff. I have a dental appointment. I have a lot to do. So I won't be on that week. I will be gone from the 30th through the 5th, and I will return on the 7th, June the 7th. Yeah, I'll be off the week of Labor Day, Memorial Day, because I have a lot to do. We're having burgers and wine. And we're having burgers and wine, and then I have a doctor's appointment, a dental appointment. Then I have to go down to Chantel's, and then, you know, us, we always doing stuff. So I will be off June, May 30th through June the 5th. But I will be on Monday, Tuesday of next week. And the week of the 23rd, I will only be on Monday and Tuesday. Depending on how I feel, I'll be on Thursday. I don't know, I get my shot the 27th, y'all. So, I have a lot going on. So, the 19th, I get the 19th, which is Wednesday. I go to the gyno. And then the next week, I get my COVID shot. So, I probably won't see y'all until June. So, hopefully, I can get like 4 or 5 more shows out of May. I really don't have a lot of shows for May, which is sad. But all right, let's get into the topic of the day. Once again, I want to apologize for what I am about to say. Let's take a break right here, and because we are 42 minutes in, and you know it'd be telling me to hurry up, wrap it up. So I'll be right back. All right, I'm back. Okay, so we're gonna talk about friends. I think I went over this subject before, but it never gets old because it's like how can I put this? I'm trying to talk about this without name dropping. One of my old coworkers, one of my former coworkers, once inboxed everybody on Facebook, and she said that she misses everybody and she wants everybody to get together for barbecue or picnic, right? And the first thing that came to my mind is, how can I put this? The first thing that came to my mind is, how can I put this? How can I say no, but politely? But y'all know, I get my second COVID shot that week. And we're also going to have burgers and wine, depending on how I feel. Hopefully, I feel fine. But I'm not looking forward. I'm not claiming sick. Because some people get sick when they get their second shot. Some people don't. So, my mother always told me, in life, you got to go forwards, don't go backwards. And I'm trying to say, how can I put this without sounding mean? Like, how can I say this without sounding mean? How can I say this without sounding mean? Or how sincere can I put this without someone getting offended? My mother said, in relationships, no matter what it is, you always go forward. Now, mind y'all, I haven't seen anybody but my people in my COVID pool for the past year. Now, I have been out. You know what I'm saying? I have been to the casino. I have been all up and down the Eastern Seaboard. I have traveled, you know, not far, but I have gone places. I've been out. But I haven't seen anybody that I used to work with at all. And me and Savannah were talking. And we were talking about how COVID exposed people for who they really are. And I said they were already like that. They weren't. You just don't flip and switch overnight. You don't do that. So when my coworker asked me, was I coming? I said, no, I will not be in attendance. I wanted to keep it that way. You know, I really didn't want to go into details as to why I did not want to come. First of all, it's on Memorial Day weekend that I spent with my family and my friends. Period. I am family over everything. Family first. And also, like I said, I get my COVID shot. And I have plans with my family for that weekend. I do. So, she asks, well, I miss you. I miss you too. That's being sincere. You know, she said, I would like to see everybody. I'm like, me too. I would like to see you. But that part of my life is over. You hear me? You grow up and you grow apart. Because I have had friends, coworker friends, that I have grown up and grown apart from. I've had a high school sweetheart that I've been on and off with for 26 years. You grow up and you grow apart. That's life. It's not no, oh, you mad at somebody? No, I ain't mad at nobody. Oh. You beefing with somebody? No, girl, no. No beef is two-way street. Somebody beefing, that's on them. Somebody like me, that's on them because I'm Gucci over here. You know? But it really didn't sit right with her, like, as to why nobody wanted, you know, why me and Savannah didn't want to come. And I felt like it wasn't my business to tell Savannah's business because Savannah is my friend. And whatever Savannah wants you to know, Savannah's going to have to tell you, love. I cannot speak for Savannah because I am not Savannah. Now, I could tell you some stuff, but it's not my place. Savannah's place to tell why she won't attend. First of all, we already know what that Savannah has plans. You already know I have plans. Like, grass don't grow under my feet for nothing, y'all. So, we're going back and forth, you know, back and forth. And she was telling us that she wanted everybody to be there because, you know, everybody helped her out. She just wanted to thank us. Oh, you're welcome. I worry about you, too. You know, you don't have to worry about me, love. I'm good. I'm Gucci. Over here and Prada over here. You don't have to worry about me. But everybody's good. So she asked me why I wasn't coming. And she said, is it because of Savannah? What? I said, what? Y'all, I'm 42 years old, going on 43. I don't have time for no bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And it's not her. It's not the person who I'm talking about. I'm like, well, who told you that? And when she said who said it, I'm like, what? I ain't talked to this bitch since. Hey, March 2020, baby, it's almost June 2021. Oh, my fucking year and a half. I have not seen you. You don't know what's going on. I'm like, what? The thing is, y'all, the reason why I chose the topic friends is because the young lady said that we were her friends. And I'm not going to disregard that. I'm not going to say that I'm not, because I am. But people throw that word around very loosely. And you got to watch who you call your friend, because them motherfuckers are not your friends. They will key in your face and talk about you behind your back. Can't even wait for you to get out the fucking room for them to say what they got to say about you behind your back. And I've heard some conversations that they have said about people, and I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck do you say about me behind my back? But like my mother said, you move forward in your relationships, you never go backwards. If God removes people from your life, it's because he heard what was said behind your back. I don't make any effort to anybody who does not want to see me. And I hope that they don't make no effort trying to see me, because I don't want to see you. But for someone to sit and talk about something that they have no motherfucking idea what they're talking about, I feel like I'm being prepped for another level. You know what I mean? Another level, another, a different level, different devil. You know, because I blocked her. I did. I deleted her ass. I'm like, you know what, bitch? You are too old for the nonsense. You have taken up too up early before everyone else on Monica Lynn's show topics. Too old. And I was like, that's why I came on tonight, because I'm like, I don't want to talk about it on Monday. I'm going to talk about it now because it's just fresh. It's fresh mayonnaise. I just want to get it off my chest, because people throw friend around so loosely. And if anybody listens to me that knows, understands where I'm coming from, please don't take it lightly, because I'm 42 years old. 40 motherfucking 2 years old. And I've seen a lot, but I trust and believe I ain't never seen no shit like this. I ain't never seen no shit like this before. And I don't want to. But like my grandmother used to tell me, you have to deal with those people. Oh, Tasha K about to come on, y'all. I'm about to leave y'all. I'm about to leave y'all. How am I going to end my show to go watch somebody else's show? It's fuckery Friday. You know she with the shits on Friday, y'all. When y'all stop listening to me, or whenever you listen to me, however, I hope you listen to Tasha K. If you did not listen to Tasha K on fuckery Friday, I want you, for you to get off this broadcast, go over to YouTube, Unwind with Tasha K, or just type in Tasha K and type in the date, Friday, May 14th, and get your glass ready. Because I'm about to get mine. She come on, it says a half, that was 8 minutes ago. Wait a minute, where is it at? Yeah. Oh, my mother texted me. I had no idea my mother texted me. You know what? I didn't mean to do that. I wanted to see her picture. You know, I can see it over here. But yeah, y'all, just watch who you call your friends. Because when she said that, oh no, she looks so pretty. When she said that, that we were only friends that we were the only friends that she had, I felt bad. That's a lie. Sorry, y'all. Sorry. That's a lie, bitch. That's a lie. So let me look on here and let me search for. There we go. There we go. Okay. Why am I not following you? Okay. Look at Lou now. Do I follow her on this? This is on my business page. Let's see what she said. Okay. Fuck Me Friday starts at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 2:30 a.m. UK. Hurry up and grab your goddamn wine. Hashtag wine glass. Let me see. Let me see if I can get part of this 75 hashtag 75K that hashtag Simon G got to give. Hashtag unwrap with Tasha K. Hashtag now I gotta go buy. Y'all, that was from Tasha K page or Instagram. Shout out to all the winos and Tasha K, because I am a wino, I am a beehive, I'm a barb. Yes, I am. So she said it starts at 9:30. So y'all got plenty of time to go on over there and just type in Tasha K Fuckery Friday, May 14th on the YouTube. So yeah, just watch who you call your friend, y'all. Because everybody's not your friend. Everybody is not your friend. People, there are people who have, they don't have any good intentions for you. And it's like people that like chaos. People like chaos. People. Excuse me. Damn, y'all. I'm sorry, y'all. I needed a moment. I was talking and opening up a package, and I was opening a package and talking at the same time, and something went down the wrong way, and I started coughing and I started wheezing. I'm okay. Like, oh my God, what's going on with her? I'm okay. I don't have my asthma pump with me. I don't know where it's at. It's around here somewhere. I guess I need to get it right. But I'm okay now. Okay. So basically, y'all, just watch who your friends are. Please. Watch who you call friends. Watch who you have around your man. Watch who you have around your house. Don't let everybody in your house. And that's another thing I want to talk about real quick. Don't let everybody in your house. People are jealous and envious, and they don't want to see you succeed. They don't want to see you do good. They just want to see you can do good, but not better than them. And then there's people that compete with you, and you, it's enough pie out here for everybody to slice. Didn't I say that? I said it's enough pie out here for everybody to get a slice, and there's enough money out here for everybody to get some. Now think about it. They have Mango Pepsi. Right, and they also have lemon Dr. Pepper. They also have cherry Dr. Pepper. They also have cherry Pepsi. Did you think that Pepsi was sitting around saying, "Oh, I'm not gonna do that because Dr. Pepper's on the same thing"? Hell no. Hell no. They was like, "I want to get some of this too," or whoever came first. The Dr. Pepper was first, and whoever came first, they were like, you think they gonna sit around and be like, "Well, I'm not gonna do that because that Dr. Pepper did it or Pepsi did it." Hell no. How would it feel with me? Oh, I'm not gonna write a love story because there's so many other love stories out there. Hell no. No, don't do that. There's enough out here for everybody. And I said that people are in competition with you that you have no idea that they're in competition with. People are holding grudges against you because you decided to go live your life. And people get mad when they create storms and it rains. I have a friend that's like that. You create these storms and get mad when it rains. But then you don't take it out on nobody else. You don't take it on yourself, you take it out on everybody else. Perfect example. Me and my friend were talking, and things aren't going their way. And, oh, if you didn't do, excuse me? How are you going to blame me for the situations that you're going through, right? How are you going to blame me for something that you did that came back on you? I didn't have anything to do with it. You know what I mean? I don't know if you wanted me to support you. Then I had another friend blamed me because something was going on in their life. Well, if you were here, I wouldn't have to do this. If you were here, I wouldn't have to do that. So it's my fault that that happened. And I'm noticing something. I'm noticing a trend that I don't like, y'all. And it's like my mother said that this is going to happen. I didn't want to believe her. People start treating you differently once you start doing things for yourself. I don't know why I keep looking at this. When you start doing better for yourself, people are going to look at you sideways. They are. And I see it. Like, I saw it. They treat you so differently. People don't, they don't give a damn about nothing. Ouch. They don't care. Don't care. They don't. They really don't. My score has gone up on GoDaddy. That's what I'm looking at. My online presence went up. My page views have gone up as well. Cause I wrote. I'm about to get up off of here, y'all. I did a Instagram and Facebook ad to get more people to buy Love's Holiday or whatever. And I also promote Up Early, and I also promote my blog, and I all link it all together. So everything's all linked together. And it's working out pretty good. You know, like I hear all the other influencers that I follow, and they said it takes time. And I believe them. It takes time. It takes time for you monetize. It takes time before the book pops off. It takes time. It's not going to happen overnight. You know, like this one young lady said, oh, it may happen overnight. I'm looking at her like, girl, no, it's not. You know, but I'm going to tell y'all like this, and I'm going to end it. Like Drake said, how people look at the end result. Like, you're looking at his result, his success. Right? You're not thinking about the stuff that he went through to get to where he's at. You're looking at the end. And he said people don't live in the moment. So how about this? How about we all live in the moment? You have been up early before everyone else in Monica Lynn. I am your gracious host, Monica Lynn. And as always, I am always up before everyone else. And you have been tuned in to the special Friday night, late night kickback edition. It is 9:05. p.m. straight up on the East Coast. I will talk to y'all Monday.